talk to the experts, putting you in touch with the best in the business.
Times are changing. They've already changed, and anyone in real estate, anybody who works in real estate, buys, sells real estate, if they haven't figured that out, they've probably missed out on a whole bunch. There's a picture online of a vacant real estate office for lease, and it got me wondering about the way real estate agents do their job. Today, you could call it laptop realty. Essentially, no need for a fancy office, no boardroom, no cappuccino bar, hence the for lease sign. Today, real estate agents, they work with a laptop, a smartphone, hopefully some negotiating skills, some knowledge of the industry. And while real estate prices keep going up, so does the amount of money people selling their homes pay in agent commissions. And in many cases, that is obscene, considering the amount of work hasn't really changed. If anything, you could argue that with technology, it's become somewhat easier to sell a home, to list your home, to sell it, to move it, to buy. One guy was listening because it just didn't seem fair. So in 1999, when these people, a lot of these people selling their home, recognized that, yeah, there is some value in a middle person for showing the property, negotiating the sale, but that they saw at that time that as prices were going up, the traditional commission rates were way too high. So here comes Ian Bailey, who was one of those so-called traditional real estate guys who said enough is enough. And as a result, the short story is 1% Realty was incorporated. So things have changed. People who sell their home through 1% Realty save huge amounts of money. And that is a big change, and that's a nice change. In many cases, that amount in a market like Vancouver means thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars. So once again, we say welcome to Talk to the Experts, Ian Bailey.
Thank you very much.
And also joining us, we have another guest today from Salt Spring Island, Scott Simmons from 1% Realty Vancouver Island, representing Salt Spring and the Gulf Islands. And we'll try and sort all this out. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Ian. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you. Well, let's go back to the sign of the times that I mentioned just a moment ago when we started this conversation, the for lease sign on the real estate office. What has changed, and what, more importantly, what do homeowners need to know today?
Well, in the old days, you had to go to the office to see the MLS book. And nowadays, most people have the app, the Realtor.ca app on their smartphone, so they have all the listings in their hand. They don't need to go anywhere to see the listings. And that's how the real estate agents used to work. You'd go down there, see the agent, then pull out the MLS book. When I bought my first house, I wanted to take the book home, and they said, oh, you can't take the book home. You can only see it here. So now the whole dynamics has changed. All the customers are doing so much more research nowadays. The buyers are shopping online like crazy. They're looking at Google Earth, Google Maps. They've got all the information they need, and they're doing all their own searches.
So if I hear you correctly, what you're saying is that the people who are shopping real estate are doing most of the snooping around, if you will, checking out listings, finding out more specifically what they want than relying on the agent, who sounds to me like is spending less time.
Well, the agents used to have all the information. Now the information is out there online, and everybody's got access to the information.
How has the job changed, then, for a real estate agent?
Well, now I think it's more high-paced. I mean, I live on my smartphone, and, I mean, people, you know, when they email you, they want an answer within 30 seconds back, and it just seems like it's a more fast-paced, dynamic relationship. You know, in the old days on the island here, people would typically drive out in the spring from Alberta and buy a house in maybe May or August. Nowadays, they're shopping 24/7, 365. You know, they never stop shopping.
Yeah, I'm going to get Ian to jump in here because I want to ask about the overhead. It seems that you've got less overhead to carry these days, and the amount of work you're doing in terms of time would seem to be a little less. So I'm not in any way suggesting there's less work in terms of what you need to know and negotiating the sale, but the time of searching must be a little less.
Oh, it's shrunk to almost nothing, coupled with, as Scott alluded to, the market's way better informed. They have the information. They come to you knowing, they already know it's got three bedrooms, 2,400 square feet, and it's near this school and that. They're far more educated than the buyers were 15, 20 years ago. They've simply, as Scott says, they've got the information.
Yeah. So with that information, they come armed. They say, they come to you and they say, I want to see this, this, and this, and this. And
yeah, or many times they've seen it, right? They're out shopping. Like the days of the realtor driving around. I don't know what kind of car Scott's got, but the days of realtors driving people around in their car, I can't think of the last person, though. I'm not selling at the moment, but the last time I had anyone in my car, it's 25 years probably. Like, that day passed many moons ago.
Yeah.
Well, nowadays, I think agents have to be more advanced. It's not just the listings. People want extra information. They want to know. You have to be a real expert in your area. And so if you're not willing to just step up and become a total expert, then what kind of value are you bringing to the table? If they can find all the information about the houses, what's your value added to the equation? And that's where I think the dynamic real estate agents of today, not just 1% agents, but most agents that are really on the ball, you know, we're bringing that extra information, like the septic, the well information, or if you're in the cities, the condo information and the condo boards and the condo minutes and all that stuff, and you're experts in your area. And that's what the agents have to really become.
And are you an expert, and do you have that information? And if you do, and I'm guessing you're going to say, yes, I do, you have to have it pretty quick, I would think.
Oh, yeah. I mean, as a rural real estate agent, we deal with wells, septic systems, and I've learned the hard way going through watching them drill wells, watching them put in the fields, check the fields, test them, test the wells, test the water. And the particular zoning, especially in the Gulf Islands, each island has its own island's trust with different zonings for each island, so we have to be knowledgeable on all of the zonings and the land use planning applications that can go in on different properties and what they can do with it.
And you got to be able to have that and have it pretty quick.
Oh, yeah.
I want to come back to you, Scott, in a moment and talk about your sell your home package, which is quite fascinating. I want to go back to Ian and just be very direct with you and say, if you could, as a traditional agent, which you were a traditional real estate agent at one time many moons ago, and 1% Realty, I might add, is a huge success story across Canada now, if not everywhere, just about everywhere.
About, yeah.
And since 1999, so it's a success story by every stretch of the imagination. And I know in the early days you had, and even today, there are many, many doubters. So let's put some of that doubt aside and come straight to it. If you could charge 7.5%, why wouldn't you charge that? Why 1%? Why do you go with that rate? Why do you go with such a discount when you could be making huge money?
We did have a guy who's, is it good? It's, I've never, we've never talked about this before. We had a guy who, when the market tanked in 2008, one of our good guys who did very well, the market slowed, and he says, well, you know, if I'm doing way less deals, maybe I'll go across the street to one of those other guys and sort of taste the water on that side. If I'm only doing 10 deals a year, I'd rather each deal was $10,000 or $12,000. And they left for 8 or 10 months or something, and they came back. He said, I'd forgotten, A, how much people don't like realtors. And he said everybody kind of likes you at 1%. And he says, they're not trying to finagle and go behind your back. He says, once again, we've talked about this before, people don't mind actually paying a realtor, right? Because there is a certain amount of, there's a job to be done, and they understand that. They may not respect it, but they understand it, and they don't mind paying for it. They just don't want to pay 20. Nobody wants to get ripped off for anything.
Yeah.
And they feel, I guess, they're getting ripped off if they're paying $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 for a job that, particularly in a hot market, takes place quickly. And all of a sudden, you look at you're in the lawyer's office, and you look, and you go, my God, that was like, it sold over the weekend, and it was $39,000 or $25,000. And I guess one of our guys in Newfoundland said, he was a big shooter with the big Red, White, and Blue company and top realtor in the East Coast, I think, mm-hmm. He and his buddy. And he said, I'm just not that guy. He said, our house prices are $200,000, $250,000. And he said, it's great. I'd get this check. I sold the guy's house, sold him into something else. I got a check for $30,000. But he said, you know, that's more than the guy's truck's worth. And he said, it didn't feel right. And he says, now at 1%, I feel good. I feel like I'm worth what I charge, and everybody's pretty much happy. And I guess that's probably how it all came to pass.
Well, this is interesting, and this is taken right from your website, 1%realty.com, so you can have a look at this yourself if you want. And it's a comparison chart. Let's take a house at $700,000, not hard to find anywhere in this area for sure. And if you were to go with the traditional 7% on the first 100,000 and 2.5% on the balance, you would expect to pay on 700,000, you'd pay $22,000 in the MLS broker commissions. with 1% realty, that would be $7,900, difference of $14,300. That's a big chunk of change.
For the same job.
Same job.
Yep.
And the thing is, that's after-tax money, too. You know, the $22,000 is your nest egg after-tax home equity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, to earn that money, if you're working, you actually have to earn about $30,000 by the time you pay tax on it. That's, you know, and that's what I always try to stress. It's not just, you know, mere $22,000. That's after-tax, tax-free money.
You're starting to sound like my mother now. Go get a real job. That's a very good point, though. That after-tax point is something, honestly, that had not occurred to me until you brought that up. I'm going to ask you in a moment, Scott Simmons from Salt Spring Island with 1% Realty, about your Sell Your Home package. Good time of the year, too, to discuss that. Ian Bailey is the founder of 1% Realty. My name is Ian Power. This is Talk to the Experts on CKNW.
I'm Kathy Clark for Odessa Auto Glass. At Odessa, we know your time is precious, your money too. That's why we offer rapid repair for windshield chips and cracks. We provide a quality, value-priced glass repair or replacement service so you can get on with your day. Visit odessaglass.com for a free estimate or to book your appointment. With certified technicians and locations all across Canada, Odessa Auto Glass is your clear choice, clear value for local auto glass repair and replacement. Call today, 233-7333, or visit odessaglass.com.
BC Place roof costs are at $600 million.
When the provincial government has something it wants to do, it finds the money.
BC Ferries' former CEO took away $1 million in salary on...
So why does it insist the cupboard is bare when it comes to schools, teachers, and kids? BC has 12,000 overcrowded classrooms, 700 fewer special needs teachers than a decade ago, and BC teacher salaries have fallen to ninth in Canada. Government can afford to invest a bit more in teachers and a lot more in kids.
A message from Lower Mainland teachers.
You're listening to a special advertising feature on CKNW.
This is Talk to the Experts. The lines are now open at 604-280-9898 or *9898 on your cell phone.
We're talking real estate. We're talking about people who have sold their home through 1% Realty and have saved thousands of dollars. Ian Bailey is here. He's the founder of 1% Realty, which he started in 1999 after working for the traditionals and realizing that the job was worth a fair price and not an exorbitant price. And as things have changed, the technology has made it even easier because you, me, and everybody else who is buying a home or selling a home has come to the realization that the Internet is our friend. Oh, yes, it is. And there's real live video and color pictures, too. Scott Simmons is from 1% Realty Vancouver Island, representing Salt Spring and the Gulf Islands. What a lousy place to have to live.
It's a terrible place.
You have a sell your home package. Talk about that.
Well, the problem, I specialize, I really emphasize with people that can't sell their home and they've had it up on the market for a year or two and it's an expired listing, and I'll call them and I'll say, why didn't your house sell? And then I'll go make an appointment with them and go sit down with them and go through it. Okay, here's your house. It's a nice house, but it didn't sell. It was on the market for a year. Why? 99% of the people will blame the agent. Well, you know, he didn't call us. He didn't show the house very often. The pictures weren't very good. And then this is when I'll really get into it with them and say, look, you know what we have to do is we have to go out and look at some really beautiful houses at the same price as yours. And then we have to look at the way they're staged. And then we have to come back and look at your house with the eyes of the buyers, pretend we're buyers. And then I'll sit down with them and work through a plan, an action plan on how to sell their house. And I find that a lot of times the agents, you know, if they're someone's selling their home, they'll call three agents in, and the agents will show them all the wonderful things they'll do for them, the marketing and everything, but nobody talks about staging the home. And so it's something that I've specialized in, is setting up the house to actually sell.
Mm-hmm.
And it really works.
And how important is pricing of the home?
Well, the house has to be priced, but the problem is, it has to be at the market price, but it also has to be at a state where someone will walk in and they'll love the house.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody walks in and the house is a good price, but there's no way they'll fall in love with it, then it's just a cash sale and it's an investment sale and they'll beat them down in price. When the buyers walk in and go, I love this place, that's when you want to sell your house, because then money's not the object anymore. It's a raw emotional buy, and they want it. And that's what we try to get the houses, our houses that we list, in that state, so that the the buyers just desire the place so much, and they just have to have it, and they're willing to pay for it.
And what do you have to do to stage your house? I mean, what you're talking about, remodeling, painting, or making it, cleaning it up, what?
The first thing I do is, let's say somebody, and this can work in anywhere, let's say they're out in Mission, and they want to move out to Abbotsford. So what I would recommend that they do is I'll contact an agent out in Abbotsford for them, and the agent out in Abbotsford will meet them and start showing them two or three houses out there, the really nice houses, so that they get to see what the bar is at, and they get to see what really nice houses look like. And then when they're out in Abbotsford, they rent a storage locker, as big a storage locker as they can get. And then they start filling it. And every time they go out there to look at a house, they take another van load of stuff. And they have to, over about a 30-day period, someone can literally almost empty their house.
Right.
And that is the key, one of the keys of staging, is to get all the clutter out of the house.
Right. In fact, if you can, empty the place.
Some people, I counted in one house that I helped the people stage it. In the living room, they had 9 coffee tables.
Really?
Yeah, and it's just the way, you know, we're all kind of mini hoarders, and we just have stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And you've got to get it all out. And the rooms look so much bigger when you take out all the...
But that's my great-great-great-great-grandfather's grandfather's grandfather clock.
Yeah. And then the other thing is with staging is after you get it decluttered, then it's either clean it or paint it. And paint is money in a can.
Mm-hmm.
Paint just covers all sins. And once the house is painted, and then it's a matter of actually the staging part where you take each room and you make it look just brilliant.
I'll bet you got a lot of nice-looking places right now that you wouldn't mind showing people.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of beautiful homes, but most of our home stock on Salt Spring is, you know, from the 70s, 80s, maybe 90s, and it needs to be tweaked up to sell. When customers come from Vancouver, I mean, I have to say Vancouver houses are beautiful. You know, you go down to the West End, and if there's a condo, an open house, you go in, and they're just stunning.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the bar is at nowadays.
Yeah.
We get the overflow from Vancouver, and the standard is so high in Vancouver.
What about these new agency rules, these designated agency rules that are in Victoria now? Has that had any effect on you? And what are they?
Well, basically, Victoria Real Estate Board is the first real estate board in British Columbia to do a pilot project on the new designated agency rules. And it used to be, let's say you were at an agency in a small town that had 25 agents. No matter, if I showed another agent in the office listing, we would go into dual agency, or we would have to ask our clients if we could go into dual agency.
Mm-hmm.
And now you become a designated agent for the buyer, and that'll be the designated agent for the seller. So it's actually, I think it's a good system. There's not much change for the buyers or sellers of real estate, and most of the agents will be able to sit down with the customers and explain it to them. It's about giving the client you're working with the maximum that you can give them.
Ian, do you think this is something that's going to catch on?
Yes, I think designated agency is closer to the way real estate's actually practiced. They're tweaking the rules so it reflects the way things actually go on. If I'm representing you and selling your house under the existing rules in Vancouver, not Victoria, every agent in my office is deemed to be privy to that quiet information that you give me on the side. It's owned by the agency, whereas now they're separating it so two salespeople, agents, whatever you want to call them, from one office can act for two different parties and, you know, keep privileged information privileged.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas previously you get two guys in some, it doesn't matter which office, I don't know what your client's doing or what his client's doing. That's just not the reality.
And the problem is you'd have to go into limited dual agency, and then you technically couldn't advise them on where to put the offer or, you know, what you thought, and you'd have to leave it up to them. And so I think the system's a lot better.
How is the public responding? We talk about a savvy consumer right now. Is the consumer, people that are looking at homes right now, do they know these things, or do they rely on the agency to help out?
I think most agents in Victoria, they've done quite a bit of training, and there's been YouTube videos passed around from the real estate board, and so I think most of the agents are up on it and will be able to walk their clients through any differences. I mean, I think it's a positive change. It's not a dramatic change, but it's a positive change.
We're getting into the season, I think, that it doesn't matter where you are. If you've got an itch to move, you might be thinking about it right now. This is the time you might want to be doing a little bit of that tidying up around your place. Is this how's the market right now on the island, or specifically where you are, Salt Spring or the Gulf Islands in general?
It seems to be really picked up. In the last 30 days, it seems like we've had just a steady busload of people coming from Alberta, and even a lot of Americans are up here buying.
Mm-hmm.
And all the Americans say the same thing. We just want out of the U.S.
Really? Well, that's interesting.
Where normally, the last few years, we've had a lot of Americans selling.
Mm-hmm.
But all of a sudden, we've had a whole bunch of Americans up here looking at buying.
So is this now, is there too much stock, or is this a good time to list right now? Maybe you've got a place on the Gulf Islands that you'd like to share with your American neighbors.
No, we've got lots of inventory. There's no doubt about that. We've got a lot of inventory. But the thing is, prices have come down about 40% since the boom in 2008. So we're actually, we've corrected our prices. And now, you know, there's one house. It's not one of my listings, but I won't give the exact address. But it is a stunning ocean view house with beautiful fir floors, beautiful kitchen, beautiful windows for $448,000.
Wow.
I mean, when you look at Vancouver prices, you can't buy a house for $448,000. It's on pipes, you got municipal water, beautiful place, 3/4 of an acre land.
Wow.
So we've had a big price decline, and now Salt Spring is looking really inexpensive.
You know what?
That people can fly to Vancouver in 15 minutes on an afloat plane.
Yeah, that's a good point. We're just about out of time here, so let's just hang on a second here, and I want to come back, and I want to take a look at what has changed for somebody who is selling or even buying real estate. It's changed, and you can save a lot of money by listing your home with 1% Realty. We're going to talk about how other realtors from the so-called traditionals feel about that when we come back. Talk to the experts from CKNW.
This is Talk to the Experts. The lines are now open at 604-280-9898 or *9898 on your cell phone.
Things have changed in the real estate business. If you're selling your home, you have an opportunity at keeping a lot more money in your pocket than if you were to go with, let's say, somebody who charged a traditional rate of 7% on the first 100,000 and 2.5% on the balance. You could choose to go with 1% Realty and save those thousands of dollars. And I said this earlier, today in the Lower Mainland, Metro Vancouver, that could be tens of thousands of dollars. And I think there's a great example. If you take a typical, I don't know, $600,000 home, are there any $600,000 homes on the Metro Vancouver area?
Oh, boy, you'd have to scratch. I mean, outside of Vancouver, I don't know if in East Vancouver you might find some.
$19,500 in commission fees, that's what you would get charged with the so-called traditionals at 7 and 2.5. 1% Realty charges $6,900 on that $600,000 listing. The savings is $12,600. That's $12,600 for you. And as Scott Simmons said moments ago, that's after tax. It was after tax, before tax? How did you put that?
After-tax money.
After-tax.
It's your tax-free money.
Tax-free. That's the key. Scott Simmons is from 1% Realty Vancouver Island, representing Salt Spring and the Gulf Islands. And Ian Bailey is the founder of 1% Realty. He had the vision back in 1999 after listening to people who said, look, yeah, it's good to have somebody to work in the middle, somebody who knows the rules, knows the laws, knows how to negotiate a real estate deal, and negotiate it from the sense, from all senses, to know how to maneuver through the system, because there's a lot of paperwork and there's a lot of things to know. There's lots of value in having that person, but not at today's prices. House prices keep going up, they keep going up, keep going up. Real estate agent keeps getting more. But really, because of the technology, it's fair to say that that job might be, in fact, easier. Ian Bailey is here with Scott Simmons, and we're going to try and sort that out and see for you if you're getting ready for the spring. As so many people are thinking now, I've got the itch. Is now a good time to list my home? Ian Bailey, I'll put that to you. Should I be thinking about that now, or should I wait to see if the bubble's going to burst?
Well, that's anybody's guess. Is the bubble going to burst? Who knows? It doesn't seem like it. With interest rates are being where they are, they seem to be staying where they are, so I don't really think it's going to burst. But the one thing we can never control is inventory. Inventory is up, so the people putting their property on the market, hopefully they want to sell it, right? If you're just putting it on to test the market, it's probably not the greatest time, right? Because the market's very picky, and if the realtor's telling you it's worth 7 and you say, great, I want to ask 8, then you may as well not bother, frankly.
So there's no lineups now. Things are leveled off to the point now where maybe you have more than 45 minutes to make a decision?
Generally speaking, yes. There still are some hot pockets, and there are the odd bits of bidding wars. Some of the teardown properties in Vancouver are still getting some bidding wars. But for the most part, there is product out there. It's roughly a balanced market. There is still demand. But there's certainly no shortage of product.
If I list my home now today with 1% Realty, would it be a fair question to say or ask you, how long is my place going to take to go? I mean, at one time...
That was a good question.
You might have said 2 days, 6 months, or a year ago. What would you say to that today?
It depends on the house,
depends on the price. I mean, I'm always... Scott's on the staging and stuff. I'm always on the price.
It's got to be a combination.
Yeah, it's a combination.
Price. I mean, if it's well staged and it looks perfect in a good location and you put a really good price on it, it will sell quickly.
Yep, it's true.
Any house can sell it within 30 days in any market almost.
Yeah, if you're not getting people, Salt Spring may be different than the city, but when I was selling, I used to say, if 3 people don't make it, not an open house where you're giving away hot dogs or anything, this is 3 people phoned and made an appointment and came and looked at your house, 3 per week. If you're not getting 3 per week, you're probably asking too much, because you have to get them in the door. People say, well, they can always make an offer, but they don't make an offer because they don't even bother to look at it if it's too high.
The thing is, most people, when it comes right down to it, though, they always add that a little bit more on. Well, you know, we do want to go to Hawaii, and we do want to get a new car, so we'll have to add another $50,000 on. Out of the last 100 listings I've had, I've only had one lady just say, Scott, sell the house. And I put it on a fair market price, and we sold it within 30 days, within $5,000 of asking price. Most people, you know, they always, well, we just want a bit more because it's the fear that they're going to sell it too cheap.
Yeah. What do you say to the people that say, well, you're 1% realty, you're working for these low commission rates, you couldn't possibly be putting the kind of marketing into my place that the others do?
It's all online now. I mean, our listings actually have incredible marketing because... when you look at the MLS site, you know, realtor.ca site, most of the 1% realtors have a link right off there to a virtual tour of the house. I don't know about all the agents, but mine have 36 photos, a couple different websites with at least 36 photos. Some of them have video links, audio clips. I mean, we try to give it a full service. And yet that stuff nowadays for agents is, the cost of doing that has come down dramatically. So
no more taking out full-page ads in the big newspaper?
We still do print advertising. We have a Gulf Island Real Estate News, and the deadline is Monday. I'm going to have that in. But print advertising is not as popular. The reach isn't as far. Someone in Calgary or Edmonton, they're not going to be reading the print advertising.
Sometimes I wonder, and this is probably way off base, but I wonder why real estate agents in these papers... I see an awful lot of mugshots. I'd like to see more houses.
Yeah, you know, that's old school real estate. You know, my new website, there's not a picture of me on it. Nobody wants to see my mugshot.
I ran into someone this week, I think, I forget where it was, but they were telling me, I think it's the province of Quebec, but I might be wrong. It's one province in Canada where if you have your picture on either your business at real estate people, if you have your picture on either your ad or your business card or whatever, it has to be within 3 years of today. It has to be a current photo.
Well, that would exclude about half the photos in BC.
It's true.
So the job Scott then has with the advent of all this technology that everybody now has, not everybody, of course, but most people have a smartphone. They don't even need a laptop or a top or a desktop.
And that's why just in the last 2 weeks, 1% Realty, we did some training, and a lot of agents are going to have the QR codes right on the sign, so when people drive by, they can just scan in the QR code, which will take them right to a mobile site, which will show them all the listings. That's what consumers want nowadays.
Consumers are driving it, are you saying?
Well, a lot of times, they'll, like if they're coming to the Gulf Islands, they'll come here for the weekend, and they'll just be on their own driving around, but they'll have the real estate realtor.ca app on their phone, and they'll see the listings, and then when they drive up, they might do a roll pass, and if they can get more information right off the sign, and that's why the QR codes are so cool. They can just scan it. They've got all the information they want, and the thought of some, no, buyers do not want to sit there and call a real estate agent.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, calling a real estate agent is like calling a dentist. Yeah, I think I have a root canal. Do you want to check it out?
Yeah. That's, and yet, you know, in all fairness, most real estate people, regardless of what flag they're flying on their mobile phone, are pretty decent people who care about what they're doing. And that's interesting. Do you ever run, though, you know, with that thought in mind, do you ever have a problem with other people, other agencies, other brokers showing 1% listings?
Well, when I first started, I did 5 years ago, but it doesn't happen anymore. I mean, the thing is, the buyers are doing most of their own searches. And if a buyer goes to an agent and says, okay, I want to see these five houses, and the agent goes, gee, I won't show you this one. Right then and there, that should be a huge red flag for the buyer to go, is this person working for their paycheck? What's their fiduciary duty? Is it to me, the customer? Are they trying to get me the best house, or are they just thinking about their commission?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I never look at what the commission payout is on the listing. I always think it jinxes yourself.
Interesting. Well, you sound like a guy who actually likes what he does.
No, I love real estate.
Yeah.
The people that you get to meet. And on Salt Spring, the collection of people. I've had super famous people buy through me, so it's been a lot of fun, actually.
I'm going to ask Ian Bailey, founder of 1% Realty, approximately, and this is on an average, and I know this is really broad-based, but how long does it take from the time that you have somebody, you list a home and you sell it, and how much actual work is the real estate agent putting into that one listing?
The buyer's agent?
The seller's agent.
So that's really tough to quantify. When I first got the company going, I actually tracked every single appointment, kind of like a lawyer does with how much time I put in. And I don't, you know, it varies widely. At a point, I thought I was getting close, that it was somewhere around 15 or 20 hours, but it really depends on the product and how well-priced it is, and it varies too much.
So fair to say, though, at $600,000, that $12,600 broker commission is pretty good payday for that amount of work.
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's how it all came about. Well, the commission structure was based when houses used to be $60,000, and then it's just no one ever thought we'd be selling these houses on the west side for $2 and $3 million. And it's almost like the industry just says, let's dump a bunch of money on it and make sure everybody's happy. Whether they've got 1 hour into it or whether they've got 200 hours into it, it's a great payday in either case. Which
yeah.
is, if you're the seller, I would think twice about that.
Mm-hmm.
In a hot market, where prices are really going up, you got to just do a comparison. If it was a stock market and your stock broker's just making you tons of money, do you care what he charges you in commissions? But when the market slows down, or houses have actually gone flat or come down in price like they have here, then every dollar counts for the sellers, and that's where the low commissions really come in, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if the market's flying, well, what difference does it make?
Yeah.
You may make $100,000 more on your house this year. Well, put it up $200,000 next year.
Okay. I'm going to put it the other way around. We're going to take a break, and then I'm going to ask you guys whether you would take somebody else's listing and see if we can turn the tables around. 1% Realty with founder Ian Bailey and Scott Simmons from the Gulf Islands and Salt Spring Island. And we're talking about real estate and how people who list their homes with 1% Realty are saving literally thousands of dollars on broker commission rates at the prevailing rates that they are right now as we speak. Talk to the experts back in a moment on CKNW.
This is Talk to the Experts. The lines are now open at 604-280-9898 or *9898 on your cell phone.
I'm Ian Power. Thanks for sharing your afternoon with Ian Bailey, the founder of 1% Realty, 1% Realty with Scott Simmons, who's joined us as well. He's representing Salt Spring and the Gulf Islands. And I think it's interesting that when it comes down to it, the final sale of a home or a property, Chances are it's going to be somebody other than who you've listed with anyway. Is that...
Typically. 80% of the time is kind of standard.
80%. So do you find that... Is that a problem? What do you face when somebody comes to you and they're with somebody else? Are they trying to get something more out of you, or is there a problem there?
Everything's negotiable.
Yeah, it does happen. Sometimes you get, typically if there's three or four offers, any of the commission whining falls off the table because they want to have a competitive offer.
Sure.
If the property's been sitting around for a long time and the agent wants to try to get more money, it happens. About 10% overall of our deals do pay more than what we offer.
Mm-hmm.
So not very many.
But it's negotiable, and that's something that I stress when we list the house, is that let's say you have a house you're listing at $750,000 with 1%, so you're going to pay 1% plus the $900 disbursement fee. And if a buying agent comes in, and they come in with a lowball offer, you can say to them, and you want more commission, we'll give you the extra commission if you come up in price. And so many times the agents all of a sudden they're showing their customers comparables at a higher price. And they're saying, it's really not a bad deal at $750. So that extra bit of negotiating power at the end of the deal is sometimes what it takes to get the price up.
The other thing I'm trying to get to, I guess, and maybe I'm being a bit awkward with it, if, as you say, people who are looking to purchase homes are as savvy as they are, and I believe that most of us are because we're pretty up on what's going on. We know what's out there. We've done our homework. We know how to do our homework, and we show up with a competing broker, and he does, half an hour's worth of work? Because you've already decided you want to buy that home. So is that worth the difference of money?
No.
I don't think it is. No,
nobody's going to pay them more.
It's probably a little more than half an hour, but between the time they've fallen in love with the house and the time the keys get handed off, we've kind of assessed that, because that is kind of, you can quantify that in most cases. It's probably, 5 or 6 hours?
Probably, yeah, by the time you write the offer, go through with the people, sign all the paperwork.
Home inspection and subject removal and some checks and paper.
Yeah.
It's certainly unless there's something quirky about it, typically no more than 5 or 6 hours. And so on, let's take your $700,000 house, we would pay $3,500 to the buyer's agent for 6 hours' work. It's $600 an hour. And we're chumps, right? And everybody says, 1% realty, you pay slave wages. It's pretty good money.
That's pretty good. I used to build houses, and that's how I got into this, because one house that I worked on as a framer, I was there for 9 months building the house, getting $17 an hour, and it was listed and sold within 3 days. The real estate agent made $25,000, and I made $18,000 building the house.
Yeah, there you go.
So, in just a few hours' work, that's pretty good money.
Let's see what Michael has to say. Michael?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
Go right ahead.
I had a question. When the 1% agent is your buyer's rep, and you go to a listing that has your, a higher commission than what 1% charges, would 1% take the full commission, or would they take only the regular portion you would pay as a 1% rate?
It's negotiable. Everything's negotiable. Every agent is willing to negotiate a deal. Sometimes people will want a 25 or 50% rebate, and sure, no problem.
Scott's exactly right. It typically gets talked about with whoever the agent is you're working with in advance, and you sort of say, what do you think it's worth, and what are you prepared to do, right? Some buyers want them to go through every single house and attend the home inspection and do a whole bunch of things, and some just say, look, I'm going to go look myself, and when I find the one I want you to help me negotiate it, and, they work out what they ought to be paid. So to answer to, we're not avoiding your question.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a simple answer. It's always going to be a little bit different.
Thanks, Michael. Appreciate your call. Michael's in Burnaby, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk a little bit about 1% Realty. This is the company started in 1999 with a lot of people focused laser beam on you saying, what are you doing? Because at the time, and even today, although perhaps not as much, which I'll get to in a second, you did upset the apple cart. You didn't kind of toss it on its side and say, this ain't going to fly anymore. We can't do this, or we can't get away with it anymore, especially since the house prices were rising much faster than anybody could at any time anticipate.
Never could have dreamed. No, it's true. Yeah, it upset the apple cart. I mean, it's, That is, there's been all kinds of stories. We're going to go broke. One guy even told this client that it was illegal not to charge 7 on the first 100,000 and 2.5% on the balance, and I was being investigated by the police. And there's been every story in the book, but now, we, as you say, we've survived. We're here. It's 10, 12, 13 years later, and we're doing better than surviving. And
I wanted to ask you about that, because you're in Quebec?
No, we're not in Quebec.
Then you're not in Quebec.
No,
okay.
We're most other places. We're in the Maritimes and Ontario and Saskatchewan, Alberta, and B.C.
Okay, so you've got a pretty wide swath across the country.
Yep.
For essentially...
Little peanut.
I was going to say, and no disrespect to the many, many people that go under the banner of 1% Realty, but basically a one-man shop.
Yeah, it certainly was a one-man shop, but yeah, it started as one guy, me, and now, yeah, it's spread across the country. It's fun. Yeah.
Well, it's a good company to work for, because the thing is, what agents out in the field need is we need that immediate brokerage support, and that's what 1% gives me. I mean, I can phone up Ian at 10 o'clock at night or send him a text. Ian, I got a, what about this? You know, we got a special deal here. There's a, you know, and Ian could figure out, help me figure out something, a technical clause on something, and it's incredible support that 1% gives the agents in the field.
Mm-hmm. So you find that you've made the right decision?
Oh, 1% has been a fantastic company to work for. It's just been, they really, the service is just incredible for the agents.
Yeah, I'm sort of, I get that feeling that there's a little bit more sort of personal hands-on, but I guess you have to have wondered at some point, why don't I just go and work for that 7.5 or 2.5? Or has that crossed your mind?
Me? No. I think they charge too much.
Well, I think that's interesting because, I mean, aren't we just sort of inherently, you know, wanting to take as much from the pie as we can?
Well, the thing is, in a small town, I mean, I live here and I know a lot of people on the island, and you see them in the grocery store, and I mean, I see my friends who are carpenters and bricklayers and plumbers and retired people. I mean, you've got to charge them a fair price, and I mean, that's the way I look at it. It's a fair price for a service rendered. I mean, and I think we offer a fair deal, and I'm happy with it, and they're happy with it.
Isn't that true of most successful people at 1% is that they represent the area? They focus on an area?
They don't tend to stray too far. In fact, it throws fear into me when I get calls from guys who say, well, my client wants to go up to, you know, Tilcotin and buy this ranch, and it's 20,000 acres. And I mean, when I hear Scott talking about septic fields and wells and stuff, I shudder, because I don't know how to advise people well on that. But Scott knows what he's doing over there. He's great. He's not going to get in trouble. And when I get some city slicker going off to outsmart the country guys, I shudder a bit.
So you're telling people now you've got the tools in your hand. You've got the realtor.ca that anybody can access now, which is essentially MLS.
Yep.
And you're on that system like everybody else. You're essentially doing the exact same job as every other real estate agent and or broker. And you're doing what you think is fair, and you're charging 1%. So I understand correctly.
Yeah, it's a simple system. It's very simple.
Okay. Can we use another example? Because don't want to just use big figures.
Right.
If you're in a condominium at $300,000, you would pay at 7% on the first 100,000 and 2.5% on the balance, it would be $12,000.
Right.
That would be the traditional MLS broker fee. With 1% Realty, it's $6,900. So the difference there is $5,100.
And the difference is what you would do. What I would advise my clients to do is put the house at, if that one's listed at $300,000, put ours listed at $295,000, and you'd net out the same amount of money. But if your condo is $5,000 better price than the neighbors, and it looks better, it's going to sell quicker.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the difference to the customer. I mean, you're getting the same amount of money, but it's the speed at which you can sell.
Yeah.
Instead of just reducing your price and still paying a big commission.
Okay. Well, so if you're looking to buy a home, get on the MLS or the realtor.ca. That's the first course of action?
Oh, yeah.
That's the biggest, yeah.
Most people, it's the biggest portal in Canada. I mean, we have a fantastic system in Canada. One system for everybody across the country. It's the best in the world, almost. Yeah. Envy of the world.
I'm wondering if this is a good time, though, to list list your home with the market being what it is, because there's inventory, and if you do the staging and if you price it right, is now a good time to list, make some money, move somewhere else if you're at that stage in your life or you want to make a move anyway.
It's a great time to move to Salt Spring. Still in Vancouver, move to Salt Spring. It's a perfect time. Well, I'm glad you brought that up.
But I'm just thinking, generally speaking, is this, because I know that, and I know that we're seeing more inventory come onto the market right now, but I'm just wondering, because of the season, spring is coming up, and this is when people traditionally do get a little itchy.
Yep, it's true.
They
make plans over Christmas or whatever, New Year's resolution, not sure, but yes, spring market is, we're almost into it now.
And we don't necessarily have to be worried or concerned that there's inventory, because again, if you're priced right,
and it looks great, and it feels great, it'll sell.
There's still buyers out there.
Buyers out there. Scott Simmons, who's on Salt Spring Island right now and represents 1% Realty Salt Spring and the Gulf Islands, if somebody's interested in looking to list their property or to purchase in your area, how should they go about contacting you?
Just go onto my website at saltspringre.com and contact me, or they can email me at yahoo.com. saltspring@yahoo.com.
Okay. Well, let's go back to your website. Maybe it's easier to remember. What your website is?
saltspringre.com.
Okay. Or 1%realty.com if you want to get a hold of Ian Bailey. Ian Bailey is very available, and I think that was good that you pointed that out, Scott. He's not one of these guys who sits in a lofty tower or in a corner office.
Well, Ian's a great guy.
And is very accessible. And I know people that have talked to you and appreciate the fact that you are approachable, and you come on here, and sometimes you take the heat and take questions from people that call or challenge you, and you never back down. You're doing a good thing, because you're saving people a lot of money, and you're providing them with the exact same, and sometimes I think when you hear a guy like Scott, he's got a lot of passion. He cares about what he does, and he doesn't want to, because he's in a smaller community, probably for sure, doesn't want to be in bad with anybody.
No, he's not trying to overcharge people and trying to give them. A lot of our top guys, I think, and I'm not saying this critically of the rest of the industry, but they give better service. They may have something to prove. We charge less, and the service is better. And we've had it said to some of our guys, how are we supposed to compete with you? Mm-hmm. Right? You charge half of what we charge, and you're doing too much.
1% Realty is in your neighborhood. 1%realty.com is the place to find out who's working your area. And think about that when you're listing your home, thousands of dollars that can be yours, tax-free. Scott Simmons from 1% Realty, Vancouver Island, Salt Spring, and the Gulf Islands. And the founder of 1% Realty is Ian Bailey. I'm Ian Power. Talk to the Experts is back next weekend on CKNW.